You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
So how good are these Dallas Cowboys? How good is this roster? Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. Every year over at ESPN, they stack the roster depth and projected starting lineups of various teams across the NFL and try to say, all right, who's got the strongest just on paper talent? And this has been a good exercise in the past. It has also yielded some insane results. Last year, for instance, the number four team, I remember pitching a fit about it at the time. That's the only reason why it's burned into my brain. The number four team on their list last year was the New York Jets, which was absurd at the time. Even afterwards, even for all the bluster and love that ESPN shows, outside of the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know that there's a team ESPN loves more than the New York Jets. They adore them. And
I remember not thinking, probably both of us didn't disagree or protest too much because
from the coverage standpoint,
the whole roster.
Yeah, the roster was good.
Yeah. Garrett Wilson. Yeah, but Bobby's saying it wasn't good and he was right.
Yeah, I'm just basically dunking.
Right, he was right, but we also understood the coverage they were getting too with Rodgers. They were good. We thought the roster was good, and then the Rodgers factor.
Well, and last
year, do you know what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, some of the Jets.
What about the Jets?
That we liked the roster.
Yeah.
And that they were getting...
We were wrong about the roster.
That's
what I'm saying.
We were talking about why they were getting so much love from ESPN.
So, Dallas last year was number six on this list. And that was actually my biggest problem, which that ended up being wrong, I guess, was that I said Dallas was considerably better than the Jets as a roster. And that obviously didn't end up being true. But they have put out their list of the best starting lineups in football. And there's some interesting takeaways from this for the league as a whole. Again, four of the top seven rosters they listed last year didn't even make the playoffs. Dallas, the Jets, Cincinnati, and the 49ers were in their top seven last year and all missed the postseason. So there's some of this in here that I think is a little bit surprising, but I think they get Dallas generally right. The Cowboys, I'll start with them. They come in number 18 in the NFL. They are the 18th best roster, according to ESPN. Just ahead of them is the Arizona Cardinals. Just behind them is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is what they write up. They say the biggest strength, a little stretch here, I think, receiver. They say it starts with CeeDee Lamb, who managed his third straight 100-plus catch season despite missing two games and being without Dak Prescott for most of 24. They talk about adding George Pickens. They say that you've got Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, Jonathan Mingo mixed in as other depth pieces. And it's been a good practice for a lot of the receivers. John Machota had his top 10 players at Cowboys practice on The Athletic yesterday, and he had four of them were receivers. It was Lamb, Pickens, Turpin, and then Trayshon Holden, Sean's guy.
So what's a stretch?
So I think the stretch here is that the best, if you want to talk about just certainty, not just training camp performance.
The end?
But it's edge rusher. Edge rusher, they've got guys who high pedigree.
Who? Like, let's name them.
You've got Dante Fowler. You've got Sam Williams. You've got...
There's nothing there yet.
No, but if we're talking about high pedigree, we're talking about where they came from, guys who are first, second round picks. It's stacked. Fowler's coming off of a 10-sack season. Marshawn Nealand has had a strong training camp as a second round pick.
Done nothing in the regular season.
I mean, he's... It's like saying Ezeraku's done nothing, though.
And he hasn't.
Right.
He hasn't.
But if we're just talking about done nothing, then we're talking about 3 years of nothing from Jalen Tolbert. We're talking about 2 years of part-time play from Kevontae Turpin. We're talking about George Pickens being driven out of Pittsburgh. There's a ton more questions at receiver. Like they've actually got solid... Even the guys that... Peyton Turner, for instance, who's one of the edge rushers here. Turner's issue has been health. Turner has contributed when he's been out there. Sam Williams has contributed when he's been out there. They're coming off injuries, but if you talk about consistent contributions, the receiver room is filled with guys who have busted or who have just not contributed at the level that people thought. Or in CD's case, he's great. There's no question with one, but the rest of the room has more questions than the edge rushers, I think.
Would you say the receiver room has more upside? And that the edge room has a higher floor?
I feel confident that the receivers would be able to tap into their upside. More of them would be able to than maybe the edge rushers. But the edge rushers, I think, all have upside. I think they go 6-7 deep at the edge rushers. Like, to where you're talking about, they could be in there playing over 50% of the snaps if they had to. As long as they're healthy. That's going to be the big part of it. They say the biggest weakness is running back. The X factor for this team is, they say, the right side of the offensive line, which is going to focus, obviously, a ton on Tyler Booker, the rookie, and Terrence Steele, who you're hoping will come back and be able to reassert who he is with the new coaching staff. We said it while we were out there in Oxnard. There's probably nobody on the team who needed the coaching change more than Terrence Steele. And it's not even a Mike McCarthy question. I'm just talking about on your position coach. Mike Solari didn't like him, didn't like his skill set, didn't think that he was an effective player, and I think it caused friction. The difference here is Clayton Adams, Connor Riley, those guys buy into Steele's skill set. And that was a big reason, according to Stephen Jones, why Clayton Adams even got hired, was because of the pitch that he had for Terrence Steele and what he thought he could be. So Cowboys come in at number 2. They say the non-starter to know, which I think this guy might be a starter, but they focus on Jack Sanborn. Who they say Sanborn followed new defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus from Chicago, and Sanborn will get some playing time early in the season while DeMarvian Overshown recovers from his knee injury sustained last December. All right, so some of the others on this list, we'll go through the top 10 rosters in the NFL. Number 1, who's it? Who is it?
The best roster?
Mm-hmm. It's mainly focused on starting lineup is the big portion of it, and then they've got
Philly.
No, AFC.
AFC?
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City.
Mm-mm.
Buffalo?
No.
Baltimore?
The Baltimore Ravens. Say the biggest strength is the quarterback with what Lamar Jackson has put up. They say the biggest weakness is guard right now just because of kind of the rotation that they have. But it is the number 1 roster in football, according to Mike Clay and the team over at ESPN. Number 2 on the list is the Philadelphia Eagles. They said that their biggest strength is offensive tackle. I think you could look at that as just the offensive line as a whole, what they do and what they can put together. But number 3, the Detroit Lions, as a team that, if you want to talk about a team that most runs counter to a lot of stuff the Cowboys try to claim in their negotiations, you would have to point to the Lions, who the Lions are showing you pie doesn't matter. We're paying everybody. Like, everybody's getting paid. Penei Sewell's getting paid. Kirby Joseph is getting paid. We're going to get Aiden Hutchinson done. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets done. Goff is still here. Like, everybody in Detroit, they haven't had to walk away from anybody yet.
That's got to pay the piper sooner or later, no?
At some point, but I mean, if you never get into the problem, like, if you never get into trouble with flipping switches and doing certain things, you're not always juggling. It's like you have a clear balance and you can kind of...
Wasn't Jameson Williams a question there?
Jameson Williams was questioned as if they would trade him. There was talk that they might trade him because they just thought, all right, is he one we want to pay? It wasn't so much, I don't think, that they couldn't. I think it was a question of, is that one we want to pay, or can we get similar output if we just draft and replace and do different things like that? 4 is the Buffalo Bills. 5, the Kansas City Chiefs. Here are the ones that I thought were a little odd on this one. Number 6, the Denver Broncos. Denver had a good year last year, and I'm a fan of what Sean Payton's done there so far. Bo Nix has been good so far. Their defense was the number 1 defense in the NFL last year. But that's still a team that doesn't feel like it's super stacked in terms of weapons. Bo Nix is still somebody who, while he performed well, I think there was a thought that this might have been right circumstances.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're put in a position by Sean Payton, and now he's going to have to respond to pressure from the other side.
And he played like 86 years of college.
This is their starting offense right now, just at the skill positions. It's Bo Nix, R.J. Harvey is the running back, J.K. Dobbins off of a free agent deal from the Chargers. Receivers are Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, and Pat Bryant, and the tight ends Evan Engram.
Yeah, I'm struggling with figuring out and predicting Denver for the year. I really am. Did they just pay Sutton?
Yes, they just got Cortland Sutton done. They just gave him an accept, which he's...
Because some people, I think it was G-Bag, although it could have been any other show, right? Air Chiafalo. I think it was Chiafalo who said, would you just give that to Pickens? I'd sign George Pickens up for that deal right now. But yeah, it was Sutton 4-for-92.
For playing in the AFC West, it's a pretty manageable schedule that Denver has.
I just don't know about Nix yet. I mean, that's the beginning and the end of it. I don't know. They're one of my most intriguing teams. But yeah, 23 a year, if you could get Pickens on that, he ain't going to sign up for that.
Now, number 8 on this list, 7 is the Washington Commanders, which is great to know that two of the teams in the NFC East are in the top 7. That's comforting. But number 8 is the Rams. You're balanced AF or fair AF.
Yeah.
Do I hate the Rams too much? Or do I dump on them too often?
Yes. Yes, because you want to win the Stafford argument. But the Rams are another team that I'm torn on.
Stafford aside to me, I just look at it and I go, I don't know what... watching them play last year, and even when they got into the postseason, and I know they gave Philadelphia a hell of a game, but when you watch them, even outside of Stafford, I just go, I don't know what worries me about the
Rams.
It's
like you maybe don't have enough respect for Puka.
Yeah, Puka's...
That maybe... He was so... Like, he's been banged up recently, too. It's not quite to the cup status yet, but it's almost like I don't even know if on a given day he's going to be there.
Is he that injury prone?
Last year he got banged up a lot. Like, I think he played through some of it, but I mean, he was banged up. He was on the injury report almost every week. And to me, I look at the Rams and Puka's great. The only thing is just I don't
know.
He
played in 11 games, had 79 catches for 990 and 3. I thought the numbers would be better.
I look at the Rams and I go, obviously Jared Verse is a really good player. He's not one of the top 5 pass rushers like whoever made that list on NFL Network recently and left Micah
off.
Didn't
they give him like number 3?
Yeah, it was it was Teron Armstead said that Jared Verse was like the 4th best pass rusher in the NFL and didn't even have Micah in the top 5. But Verse is obviously a good player. Puka Nacua is a good player. I don't look at them and go, man, how are you going to be able to handle the Rams?
I can't name anyone else on defense.
No, and they've got good players. It's not that they don't. It's just it's a little anonymous. It's like you remember when they played the Packers in the playoffs a couple years ago? I mean, how could you forget the Cowboys? We went into that game talking about who are their receivers.
Yeah, like five of them.
But that's they had like five number twos, basically. But we were all just kind of like, they're kind of anonymous, but they can beat you when they go that deep. The Rams are deep. It's just I don't understand how it's something where...
Stafford health, I have no idea about Devontae coming off of what recently has taken place with him. Mm-hmm. You know, coaching, the great coach, Sean McVay, will elevate
him. Fantastic. He is.
No, I mean, and he deserves a ton of credit for being able to cover over or to make up for differences that, for instance, Kyle Shanahan is not. Kyle Shanahan has still not been able to get answers to things that he should have, I think, reasonably been able to handle. Okay, we mentioned there that Jack Sanborn would be getting a lot of different reps with DeMarvian Overshown out. Over at the Dallas Morning News, Joe Hoyt had a good article where he had spoken a little bit with DeMarvian Overshown and Matt Eberflus, and man, he loves him some DeMarvian Overshown. So the headline over at the Dallas Morning News is, "Why Cowboys Matt Eberflus hopes DeMarvian Overshown can be his next Sean Lee." Which Sean Lee is the... I think we'd all agree, one of the highest IQ players we've ever seen. Yeah. I had done probably like 5-6 years ago, I'd asked various people I knew around the NFL.
Cool.
So I asked players, coaches, different things like that, not just Dallas, but outside of here, who the highest IQ football individual they'd ever been around was, whether it's football player or coach or whatever else. And I think I got half a dozen answers that were from people not in Dallas who said Sean Lee. Like, I mean, that's the kind of reputation he has. And DeMarvian Overshown has, I feel like, gotten a little bit of the hype train going more than I would have expected.
That ESPN top 10 list, what was he?
I was out that week. You told me when I came back, you're like, you know, Overshown was eighth on that list. I was blown. I had no idea he would have even been an honorable mention. He was good. Yeah. You talked about it when we were driving in a couple weeks ago and we had Maggie and Perloff on. And Perloff, like, spent 2 minutes talking about Overshown and how much it's critical that they're going to miss him. And I remember walking in, you're like, is Overshown, like, thought of that nationally? Are people talking about him like that? But for him to end up eighth on that list, for them to, the Cowboys clearly view him as a branding positive. The way they went when he got the Agent Zero, they went all out with social media videos. Yeah.
And watch, he's going to get another number zero stuck on that jersey after he supported Micah publicly. Gonna get that zero change real quick.
So when I look at Overshown, I think that's a great player. But Eberflus, somebody who got really close to Sean Lee. If Eberflus is invoking Sean Lee's name in the process, and he says, "I love talking about Sean. I'll talk about Sean every chance I get." This is what he's talking about with Dallas Morning News, and he's talking about we need to maximize guys like that we did. That's a lot of praise that goes heavier than just Perloff talking about him or number eight. Eberflus with direct experience saying this guy can be Sean Lee, that's massive expectations. You just hope it's not the same injury history.
Tommy Yarsh from Oxnard at 9:20 this morning. We'll crosstalk with KNC with Ask Reddit at 9:40. Win of the Rangers season. Choppy will be there tonight for the return of Aaron Judge. Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.